Three Rows pulled roasted wheat ears from the embers at the fire's edge and stacked them with the others, ready to be dipped into the bowls of celery and cheese.
Oh, give them a chance, Tom,
she said.
They're not used to Abbey life like Redwallers are. Now, how many more wheat ears do I need?
Benches and logs had been placed in a circle not far from the fire. Every beast found a seat and the food was served. As Abbot Saxtus shared a bowl of dip and wheat ears with Brother Fingal, he looked around at the happy faces in the firelight, Dibbons and old alike, enjoying themselves hugely. Fingal watched his abbot.
An acorn for your thoughts, father,
he said. Saxtus licked dip from his whiskers pensively.
My thoughts, brother, you may have them for free. I was wishing that Joseph and his party were with us here to enjoy this evening. Mariel and Dandin, too. May the fates be kind to them wherever they are. You know, Fingal, nothing gives me more pleasure than to see my Redwallers happy and well-fed. Contentment. It is a thing I love dearly. I was never one for dashing off on quests and adventures. The Abbey at its life is sufficient for an old stay-at-home like me. I'm glad I thought of this concert. Look at them. Did you ever see a merrier, more peaceful bunch? That's my adventure. The quest for contentment and happiness for all in my Redwall.
Brother Fingal accepted a fresh bowl of dip and wheat ears from a well-mannered Dibbon.
Here, Father Abbot, get some of this inside you before you content yourself off to sleep. You're starting to nod.
Tarquin produced his Herolina, a cherished though slightly battered instrument. He tuned it, plucking the strings lightly, ears close to it.
There, good as the day I first serenaded Rosie and won her belly heart, what? Righto, line up chaps, two to each corner, maids in the middle, bow to the centre. Good, here we go with the mouse-mole reel.
Blaggart and Slip found themselves hauled up among whooping and cheering Redwallers as Tarquin raised his voice.
One, two, let me bow to you. Away we go for the centre through. Oh, there was a mouse in Mossflower, and he was plump and cheery. Lived right next to a mole so fair, a little dark, high, teary. Before I'll tell you more, whirl your partner round the floor. She baked a pie, oh my, and said, I've got no cherries. Some mouse, when you go out abroad, will you bring me back some berries? 5, 6, here's a fix, curtsy maids and gather sticks. The mouse rode out into the woods and came back heavy laden with cherries and ripe fruit to boot to give unto the maiden. 7, 8, stand and wait, clap your paws, it's very late. The mole took up a wooden bowl, the mouse he grabbed the ladle, and as they ate that lovely pie, they danced around the table. 9, 10, and back to 1, bow to your partner so the dance is done.